Always a joy to worship. I'm going to invite you to pray with me as we ask God to open the word for us again this morning. Father God, thank you again for this time together. A time in which we can worship you, even if we're sitting in our homes and watching a television screen or a computer screen or a phone screen. Thank you that we can still be together as your people, because through your Holy Spirit, Lord, you bring us together. Thank you that we can be excited about today and about the word that you have given us, that we can listen for in this day. Thank you for the series that we can start today that tells us to not be afraid, because you promise to be with us always. We worship you, Father God, for you are an amazing God, and we love you so much. In a world that is overwhelmed by fear, you walk with us and you hold us. You walked in this world, Lord Jesus, and you had to go to a garden in Gethsemane knowing that you were going to die. You had to go to a cross and be nailed to a cross. You were beaten. All of these things. And all the time you would have said to us, do not be afraid. Because you, Lord Jesus, you've been there and done that. And you are with us. Holy Spirit, you are the one who is in us and guides us when things are really difficult. In your word, you are going to say today, you are the one that teaches us what to say, even in those difficult moments. So thank you. Thank you that we may hear your word, a word that will encourage us as we live in this world. All of these things we pray in the amazing name of the one that we love with everything in us, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. So, brand new series today. Fear not, I am with you. One of the questions that fear makes us ask is the what if question. What if that happens? What if this doesn't change? What if this never ends? What if? And the problem with the what if question is this, that it's so often paralyzes us. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. The more I have all of these what ifs, the more I get to this point where I kind of feel that I just can't function. I just can't do these things, especially in a world in which we live right now that is kind of overwhelmed with this fear of everything. So what do we do with the what ifs? How do we live in a world that is, in a sense, overwhelmed by fear? So to help us with that a little bit, I'm going to take you to one of the scariest conversations, and I mean that Jesus ever had with his disciples. You're going to find that in Matthew chapter 10, and I'm going to start reading at verse 16, but let me give you a little background on this first before we start reading. Starts in verse 5 and to verse 15, the background information. So Jesus, the disciples have been following Jesus for quite a while now. So Jesus decides it's time for them to go out and to go practice what they have learned from him. So before he sends them out, he gives them very specific instructions. Here's where you should go and where you shouldn't go. Here's what you should do. Here's how much money, or actually how little money, you should take with you. Here's what you should wear. And after giving them all of these instructions, he continues to tell them how this world in which they are going to do all these things, this world in which they're going to live the way that he wants them to live and live in his presence, how this world is going to look like. And that's where we pick up the story this morning in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. And here's the scary part of the story already. Sheep, wolves? We're the sheep, there's wolves? Not cool. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogue. And I can hear the disciples saying, just hold on a second, here, Jesus. So you're sending us out into the world to go do your work, to live as your disciples, to do the things that you want us to do. And now you're saying to us, be on your guard because you will be handed over to the local authorities. What if they do more than handing us over? What if they put us in jail? What if they do bad things to us? And then you go on and you say, and in the synagogues, you're going to be flogged. You're going to be beaten. Whoa, hold on a second. What if they do more than beating us and they kill us? Jesus is not done. So he goes on. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses. Remember that word witness I told you last week in the Greek? Martyres, martyrs. You will be brought as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, and I can see them stop for a second and just do a double take. When? Not if. We thought we're part of this kingdom of God movement. Everyone is just going to like us. Everyone is just going to think we're really cool. Everyone is just going to want to join this movement. And now you're talking about when you're being arrested. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. I don't know what the disciples said. I know what I would have said. I would have said, Jesus, I'm not going to be so worried about the saying thing. I'm going to be way more worried about the arresting thing. Do not worry about what they say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. My hand would have been up and I would have said, you give it to the rest of the 11. You tell them what to say. I'll be okay if you give me a get out of jail free card. That'll be way better for me. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. So Jesus, you're saying they're going to arrest us. They're going to take us to court and put us on trial, and they're going to beat us. And in all of this, God, my Heavenly Father, is going to be involved? Yes. Yes, your Heavenly Father is going to be involved. He will tell you what to say. But Jesus, here's the question. If my Heavenly Father knows this, and if my Heavenly Father is so involved that he's going to tell me what to say, why doesn't he just get me unarrested, or even better yet, why doesn't he just not let me get arrested at all? I mean, what if they do these horrible things? What if... Those would have been all the answers or questions that we would have asked. And I'm sure the disciples asked these what ifs. Because that's the world. That's the same world in which we live. So Jesus says to them, verse 28, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. But Jesus, you said they were going to arrest us. Yes, I did, and they are. And when they arrest you, do not be afraid. But Jesus, they're going to put us on trial. Yes, they are. And when they put you on trial, do not be afraid. You'll know what to say. Do not be afraid. But Jesus, they're going to beat us, and that's going to hurt. I know, but do not be afraid. Because you see, my friends, this is where following Jesus takes us. And I want you to listen carefully at what I'm saying right now. This is where following Jesus takes us. It doesn't take us to the place where everything is perfect, where everything is plain sailing, where nothing bad happens, where we will never have any what-if questions, where stuff is never going to happen to us. It takes us to a place where I hear Him saying to me, even in the midst of all of the stuff happening that scares me, do not be afraid. And then He gives the reason why, and here's why. Let me take you back to verse 28. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Do not be afraid. But you say, I know, do not be afraid. But what if I know, do not be afraid? Despite these circumstances, in the midst of all of these circumstances, in the midst of all the what ifs and the fear moments, do not be afraid. Didn't I tell you why? Two little sparrows that are worthless, they're sold for a penny. They won't fall on this ground if your Father in heaven doesn't allow that. But your Father counted the hair on your head. Are you not worth far more than sparrows? Do not be afraid. You see, my friends, that's where Jesus takes us. He takes us to a place where my faith in God is so big and so strong. He takes us to a place where my personal confidence in my Father's love is so strong. But even in those moments where it feels like God is forgotten, in those moments where it feels like God is not even close, that God doesn't get this, that God is not there, I can still hear the words of my Lord Jesus saying to me, I am with you. Do not be afraid. Because remember, Jesus' message is never, do not be afraid because bad things will not happen and the fear will not come and the what ifs will not come. His message is always, do not be afraid when these things happen. That, my friends, is what we call faith. Confidence in God. Confidence, faith in God that is so big, so sure of God's presence, so sure of my Father's love, so sure of my Father's protection, that this faith overwhelms that fear that tries to take over my life. And that's where Jesus is taking us with these words when he says, you will have the what ifs. You will go through the and what now moments. You will go through the struggles. But do not fear. Because I want to take you to that place where I can wake up in the morning. And when I wake up, I can say, imagine what can happen in this day if I walk with God and I know that God says, I am with you. Even, my friends, when I wake up in a COVID-19 world, when I lost my job 3 months ago and I haven't been able to go back yet and there is no salary coming in, when I struggle with so many of my own what-ifs and those paralyzing, fearful moments, when I'm lonely and I feel trapped, do not be afraid. I am with you. Because you see, Jesus doesn't take us to a place of denial or a place of make-believe. He takes me to where my faith in Jesus, to where my faith in my Heavenly Father is so confident and so strong that even in those moments when I am terrified, paralyzed by fear, I can say, do not be afraid. For I know you are with me. Because our confidence is not in the one that can destroy this body and can hurt this body. My confidence is in the one who counted my hair, in the one who knows my name, in the one who holds me in his hands, also in the midst of the world overcome by fear. Do not be afraid. For I am with you. And I know some of you are saying, Aubrey, that's beautiful and that's cool theology, but I'm not there yet. Well, here's the thing. I'm not always in that place yet myself. There are some days that these what-ifs just want to grab me. There are some days where these what-ifs just feel a little like they're going to overwhelm. But those are the days that I have learned that I go and I go on my knees and I say, Jesus, what if? And I hear him say, I know. But what? I know. But remember, do not be afraid. I've been with you. I've taken you through many of these times, and I've always been there. And you walk with me, and here's my promise. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, it's not easy. Some days the what-ifs want to overwhelm us, and it's not that easy. But we thank you that you make the promise, do not be afraid. I am with you. Even in the midst of, even despite of all these things that scare the living daylights out of us. Thank you that you are with us. That you don't play with a world of make-believe. We live in a world that is what it is. But we also live before a God who is who he is. The one who says, I have counted your hair. And you are worth far more than sparrows. So do not be afraid. Help us, Lord, as we live in this world. Help us, Lord, as we go through many things. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.